Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
All right, BB Nation. My name is Ryan, and welcome to the channel. That's right. Tonight, I'm actually filling in for Glenn, and I know he normally does his weekly picks on Monday. This week, I'm actually going to do country ETFs just to put on your radar. We're going to jump into the VectorVest 7 system and see why I'm putting on the brakes right now. Now, I'm not going to tell you go out and start buying these country ETFs as of today. Now, we know Wednesday is the FOMC interest rate decision. Now, I would like to see the dust settle, see where the market is going from there before entering any of these positions. However, this evening, I am going to go over some of our market timing signals and see where I'm seeing weakness in this current market rally. Now, that being said, if this is something that you're interested in, stick around and let's get started. Now, the first chart I wanted to bring up is the VectorVest Composite, or VVC. This is all 9,000 stocks plus that we're currently tracking in our database. You can see price action collectively of these stocks up over the last 3 months now. Now, where I'm cautious is if you see here that MTI did hit its historically overbought levels around 1.5 to 1.6. Since then, it has been retracing, creating a bearish divergence between MTI and price action itself. As price action rises, MTI is dropping. Now, in addition to that, the buy-sell ratio, which determines the overall health of the market, and the RT relative timing, looking at the short-term price trend, currently in unfavorable territory. So because of this, I'm seeing some warning signs of overall weakness going forward in the market. Now, this is our DEW timing signal here. DEW is an acronym, D because we use a DPO or D-trended price oscillator, E for the upper and lower envelopes, and W for a 30-day weighted moving average. Now, you can see here our last DEW up signal did a great job getting you in this market back on the 19th of January here, riding this momentum to the upside. However, as of recently, we are seeing price action getting closer to this 30-day weighted moving average. So before opening any large positions in contra ETFs, I'd like to see a DEW down signal, just confirming this momentum to the downside. Now, as an early warning sign down below here, we do have our MACD, which does not generate signals for the DEW, but just gives us a sense of bullish and bearish trends. We do see the MACD line crossing below that signal line here, and the histogram bars going into negative territory, indicating that bearish momentum in the market is ticking up. All right, here I've got six ETFs to play to the downside of the market. These are all contra ETFs playing the major indices. Now, first on the list here, we have DOG. This is just a one-to-one ratio playing to the downside of the Dow Jones Industrial. On top of that, I have PSQ, which is one-to-one to the QQQ. I have QID, which is double leverage to the Qs. And I have SQQQ, which is triple leverage to the downside. So if you're newer to contra ETFs, definitely would recommend just a one-to-one ratio. However, if you have more experience dealing with these, you can leverage them 2 to 3 times. Now, on top of that, I do have SPXS playing to the downside of the S&P 500, triple leverage. And last on the list, I do have SOXS, which is bearish on the semiconductors, triple leverage. Now, first on the list is DOG, or dog here. This shorts the Dow Jones Industrial. You can see price action breaking above that 20-day exponential moving average. And on top of that, we do see the 3 cross above the 8 here. So some early signs of momentum showing to the upside. We do have a level of resistance coming in at 29.59. I'd like to see price action break above this level of resistance just to get confirmation to the upside, or at least take out yesterday's upper wick. Now, here we have PSQ, which shorts the QQQs 1x leverage. We do see the 3 did cross above the 8-day exponential moving average. Now, price action did try to get above that 20-day exponential, failed to do so with the gap lower today. Now, here we have QID. This is a 2x leverage here. Same price action. 3 is above the 8 currently. However, price did drop back below that 20-day exponential moving average. We do see QID found a low on the 8th of March at 891. Now, here we have the SPXS shorting the large cap bear. We see strong momentum to the downside here. The 3 is still below the 8, so still early to jump in this position here. I'd like to see price action stay above this low of 912 to show us that this downside momentum has started to wane. Now, for our entry price, I'd like to see price action break above yesterday's high at $9.60. Now, here we have the SQQQ. You can see momentum to the downside here. Price action trying to find a low at 1028. I'd like to see price action break above this high here at 1146, just giving me confirmation to the upside. In addition, I'd like to see price stay above that 20-day exponential moving average. Now here's SOXS shorting the semiconductors here. Again, this is triple leverage. We're seeing the low come in last week at 276. Now with confirmation to the upside, I'd like to see price action get above this 20-day exponential moving average, along with the three staying above the eight here on strong volume, showing me some conviction amongst the market. All right, VV Nation. Now I hope you enjoyed tonight's presentation. Now, as I said, don't go ahead and just jump into these contra ETFs. We want to see some confirmation, whether it's the DEW down signal given, some red lights appearing in the color guard this week as well. Wait for the dust to settle after the interest rate decision on Wednesday to really give us a sentiment of where this market is moving. Now, if you enjoyed this presentation, make sure you subscribe to the channel so we can keep you updated going forward. Like and share amongst your social circles so that way they too can also make money in this market. Have a good night.
Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days, and we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.